How to See Angels and Visions by Rachel Skoltok, Angel Medium. Would you like to learn how to see angels and other loving spiritual energy? The intuitive channel of clairvoyance is what enables us to see spiritual beings, auras and energy. You might see these spiritual visions in your mind's eye or with your physical eyes. Everyone has access to this intuitive channel, and everyone can learn to open it and develop it to have more visual spiritual experiences. You don't need to be especially gifted, but you do need a little bit of patience, practice, and a level of commitment to open your third eye. Of course, some people are naturally clairvoyant, just as some people are naturally great cooks or artists. But even naturals need help polishing and expanding their gifts. How clairvoyance works. Clairvoyance means clear seeing or clear vision. It's the ability to visually pick up on subtle vibrations and messages from spirit. Clairvoyance allows you to perceive energy and spirit in three ways. One, mind's eye visions, which appear on the screen of your mind and can occur with your eyes open or closed. Mind's eye visions enable you to perceive a spiritual being, such as an angel, bright colors, an image, a word, or even a mini movie playing out a scenario. The second way is physical visions appearing in front of your physical eyes. These clairvoyant visions appear sometimes layered over the physical world. You perceive something that other people do not see. This includes spirits, angels, orbs, auras, or other visions and signs. For example, for the longest time, when someone is unwell, they appear to have a yellowish green tinge to their skin to me, but this is something that other people don't perceive. And that's because my clairvoyant vision is showing me that this person is unwell. Real world visual signs are the third way that clairvoyance allows you to perceive energy and spirit. This is when other people can see but may not notice or understand. You'll recognize these physical occurrences as spiritual messages and answers to your prayers and questions. So this might be that a white feather floats down and lands in front of you. And deep down, you know that that is a message from your angel. Perhaps you were just meditating, perhaps you were just praying to the angels. Now another person might be able to see that feather, but they don't recognize the significance. So yes, physical signs are clairvoyance, especially if you recognize them as a spiritual message. The spirit world, angels, the universe, use physical signs to get your attention. Perhaps to respond to a prayer or a question, to comfort you in times of need. And those are special signs that are sent to you visually that you notice. And they often come with a download or a feeling, an emotion that gives you confirmation that that is an actual sign. It is easy to dismiss clairvoyant messages as your imagination. I've discovered that many people have unrealistic expectations about what it means to be a clairvoyant. They think it's about seeing angels, auras, and spiritual beings everywhere all the time. It's not. I'm certainly not switched on psychically all the time. That would be overwhelming, draining, and just too much for me. Real spiritual visions can be brief, like a speeding car flying by. You may catch a glimpse of a wing, an outline of an angel. You may see flashes of light, subtle colors, a face. You may see a faint light around someone. Visions can be subtle and they can be quite strong as well. But often people blink them away or dismiss them because they happen quickly or briefly, or they're so subtle that they think they're seeing things or they're imagining it, or they just miss it. Your ability to visualize is akin to clairvoyance. It uses the same mind's eye, your third eye, to send images rather than receive them. Clairvoyant visions sent by spirit, the angels, the universe, come to you, not from you. When you visualize something that you want to happen, something you'd like to see, that comes from you, and you radiate that out to the universe, and the law of attraction brings what you want to you, a matching version of that visual image that you sent. If you feel that you aren't visual, then it could be that something is blocking you. This could be a fear of seeing something scary or negative. Or it might be a belief that you're holding that somehow it's wrong or bad in some way to be psychic. Sometimes our visual channel is weakened by being over-analytical, too focused on the external material world, and too focused on worry, negativity, complaints, fears, guilt. With practice, cleansing and clearing this area, you can regain your ability to visualize and intuitively receive visions and auras. Are you already receiving visions? You are likely receiving clairvoyant signs, messages, and visions without realizing it. Like I said before, most people dismiss their visions and signs as imagination. You might be pushing them away because they're different to your expectations. When you see a vision or an orb, you might think your eyes are going funny, or that everyone can see what you see. Real-world visual signs like feathers and angel numbers might seem ordinary to you, but have you considered the fact that you have noticed them, and that means that your clairvoyance is at work? Here's a list of visual signs that show that your clairvoyance is already working. The visual signs of angels. Your angels are continually communicating with you, sending you signs, messages, and guidance steps to help you to navigate your life. They use every intuitive channel to connect with you. Your visual channel, hearing, sensing, feeling, thoughts, and ideas. Their visual communications include white feathers appearing in perfect timing. Angel numbers such as 444, 111, and other number sequences that you see frequently. The word angel and other visual reminders of angels. You might see them on a truck, on a t-shirt, on your phone. Angel-shaped clouds and shadows. Rainbows and light flares included in your camera. Orbs appearing in photograph or in front of your physical eyes. Etheric orbs, auras, and figures around people. You may perceive them strongly or as faint outlines. Flashes of light in the corner of your eye. This is a definite sign that your clairvoyance is beginning to open. Sparkly mists perceived with your physical eyes, perhaps when you look into the distance or over the ocean or the horizon. Perceiving colors, orbs, flashes, and sparkles with your eyes closed, especially during an angel meditation. a vision or a mini movie in your mind of a scenario unfolding. You might see yourself doing something, going somewhere. Take that as a message or guidance. Perceiving an angel outline, face or wing in your mind's eye. That's not your imagination. Noticing angel and wing shapes in ordinary things. Perhaps you're walking on the beach and you see an angel wing-shaped shell or a rock that is shaped like an angel. Seeing an angel with your physical eyes open is a definite sign of the angels and that your clairvoyance is open. Seeing an angel in a dream. Your dream visions are just as real as your waking time visions. Having fast images flash by your imagination like a car speeding by. This can happen when you rest at night or when you wake up first thing in the morning. Are you getting any of these visual signs? These are all examples of your psychic vision developing, and you can strengthen it even more. For example, many years ago when I first started this journey, I would see lots of faces in my imagination when I fell asleep at night, as if they were dashing towards me and past me really quickly. As I developed my third eye and worked with the angels to open my other intuitive channels, those visions started to slow down and I was able to hold them for longer and understand what they meant. Here is an angelic prayer to develop your clairvoyance and cleanse your center of psychic vision. I have many meditations and practices in my courses and classes that can help you to develop your clairvoyance. Dear angels, it is my deep desire and intention to open and strengthen my clairvoyance, to perceive your presence and your signs. I ask for your intervention, guidance, and protection as I go through this process. Please clear me of any blocks to clear vision, including any toxic fear, negative thoughts, beliefs, and experiences which may be blocking my intuitive vision. I am ready to see your loving presence. Thank you and amen. Now rub your hands together vigorously to create heat, just for a few seconds, and then turn your hands palms up and ask the angels to fill them with angelic light. Then cup your hands over your eyes and soak in the angelic light energy. Breathe deeply for a few minutes and relax in this position. Notice what you perceive in your mind's eye. Make the affirmation, it is safe for me to see the angels and their guidance. You can do this process every day and make sure that you acknowledge any signs and visions you receive, even if they're physical signs. If you'd like to go deeper on this subject to open your third eye, then I have many classes and courses that can help you. You can join my Angel Communication Certification Program. And I have an attunement psychic awakening for your third eye. Use the link at the bottom of this blog to check out both of those opportunities. Angel blessings. I'm sending you love. I'm Rachel Skoltok, Angel Medium.